Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Amanda Langmaid, Farmers Insurance in Sebring. For all your insurance needs, see Amanda Langmaid in Sebring across from Luke's Market. In Sebring, Michigan, an overnight fire destroyed the Sebring Sportsman's Club and VFW building on Bay Street early Wednesday morning. The fire was reported at approximately 1:57 a.m. Sebring Fire Department responded and requested additional manpower shortly after arrival. Fire departments from Owendale, Unionville, Windsor, and Fairhaven were dispatched to assist. The Village of Sebring Police Department later confirmed the loss of the building in a public statement. Images released by the department show extensive structural damage and ongoing suppression efforts. No injuries have been reported. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. And Saginaw Township Police arrested a 17-year-old boy who allegedly fired multiple gunshots during a dispute involving two juvenile girls Monday afternoon. Officers responded to reports of gunfire near Midland Road and Weiss Road around 3:45 p.m. The investigation later determined the confrontation occurred close to Weiss Street and Churchill Lane. According to police, the altercation between the two girls escalated when the teen pulled a handgun and fired several times. No one was struck by the bullets. Authorities initially believed the suspect hid inside an apartment on Ivy Hill Lane, prompting officers to secure the area. He later fled, but family members arranged for him to surrender. The teen turned himself in around 7:30 p.m. and was taken to the Saginaw County Juvenile Center pending potential charges. His name has not been released because he is underage and has not yet had a court appearance. When we come back from this Amanda Langmaid Farmers Insurance sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
Time doesn't send a warning. That's why Amanda Langmaid with Farmers Insurance in Sebring helps you prepare before life surprises you, from your car to your home, and yes, even your life. Amanda builds plans that protects what matters most. Not cookie cutter coverage, real coverage for your real life. Because peace of mind isn't a luxury, it's a plan. Contact Amanda Langmaid in Sebring at 989-704-3409. That's 989-704-3409. Amanda Langmaid, Farmers Insurance in Sebring, here for life, ready when you are.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Moving on with our local news, two Imlay City police officers, one current and one former, are facing criminal charges stemming from a confrontation with a 17-year-old boy at the Eastern Michigan Fairgrounds last summer. Authorities say the July 26, 2025 incident began as a public intoxication investigation. Sergeant Sean Leathers, who remains with the department, has been charged with misdemeanor assault and battery. Former officer Terry Priest faces a felony count for the alleged unlawful use of a taser. The charges carry potential penalties of up to 93 days and 2 years in jail, respectively. The teen, who was ultimately cited for underage possession of alcohol, was not accused of resisting or assaulting officers. Former Police Chief Brett Selby requested an outside review by the Michigan State Police, which examined body camera footage, department policies, and the taser involved. That investigation concluded in December, leading the Lapeer County Prosecutor's Office to authorize the charges this week. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, school closings, cancellations, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Amanda Langmaid Farmers Insurance in Sebring. For all your insurance needs, see Amanda Langmaid in Sebring across from Luke's Market.